Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast. The last couple of podcasts that I have shared have been in the small book of James. I was in James 1 in the beginning of James 2. So if you missed those, you may want to go back and listen to them. But today, I want to go to the second part of the small book of James in chapter 2, beginning in verse 14. Now, you may have looked at the title of today and think, okay, wait a minute, doing good, that must have something to do with me doing good deeds. And you're right. Listen to what the text says in James chapter 2, beginning in verse 14. What good is it, dear brothers and sisters? There's that brother and sister thing again, man. James is all about it. If you say you have faith, but don't show it by your actions, can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say goodbye and have a good day, stay warm and eat well, but then you don't give that person any food or clothing, what good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough unless it produces good deeds. It is dead and useless. Oh my goodness, that is so powerful. James is saying that we are to act Christianly because we are Christians. We are to act accordingly as we follow in Christ's model. He says, so if somebody is hungry as a follower of Christ, our job isn't to say, hey, have faith and you're going to be cool. He says, we have a responsibility as Christ would do to feed them. He goes on in verse 17, he says, so you see, faith by itself isn't enough. I love that. It is saying that as a follower of Jesus, there is a do and there is a be. There's two columns in our life. It's just like, no kidding. It's like income and expense. It's like credit and debit. There are two sides. The purpose on how we're to be is to be more like Christ. When we be more like Christ, we then can do more like Christ. But it ought to come out of our heart. We don't go do simply because we want to do good deeds. We don't go do because we want to be blessed. We go do because what we are is growing to become more like Christ. In verse 18, the text says, now someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. Okay, this is so good. James is saying, you ought to be able to look at your own life and then look behind in the path that you've walked each day, and you should see where you haven't left a path of dead bodies and ruined relationships, but a path of good fruits where you have left it better than where you trod on it. I think this is pretty cool. In verse 19, it says, you say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. He says, good for you. It's like, good for you. And it says, even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish. Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? In essence, what James is saying is, you can go to all the Bible studies you want. You can be a part of all the groups you want. You can go to worship services all you want. But if that never changes your heart, that then changes your actions, your faith is dead. Now watch this, though. God doesn't want your hands first. God wants your heart first. God knows the beautiful thing about King David, the man after God's own heart, was that he wasn't perfect. Like us, he wasn't perfect. But David said that God had led him to lead his people first with his heart and then with his hands. When our heart is right, our hands should follow. And when our hands are about actions that aren't Christ-like, it's because our heart isn't Christ-like. Goes on in verse 21, don't you remember that our ancestor Abraham was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions work together. His actions made his faith complete. And so it happened, just as the scriptures say, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. Some versions go on to say he was even called the friend of God. In verse 24, so you see, we are shown to be right with God by what we do, not by faith alone. But now faith alone makes this big promise that faith is necessary. The who we are in Christ is critical, because when the who we are is right, the what we do will follow suit. And it will all be done, not for the show, but because our heart is right. Remember what I say continually. Everything that matters is a matter of the heart. So today, let your good deeds be all about not just doing good for good's sake, but doing good in the model and in the instruction of Jesus the Lord. Oh, friend, listen, it will change your life and radically change your family and your community and all of your relationships. So go today doing good in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I can't wait for you to join us back for another weekday podcast. And remember, you can also subscribe to the weekday meditation now on iTunes. And just go into the podcast, do a search for either Sugar Hill Church or for weekday meditation. And you can subscribe to both and receive them both every day, Monday through Friday, and have a complete package, the Word of God, a little bit of commentary to help you understand it, and then a guided time of prayer and meditation. Thanks for joining us again today. I can't wait for you to join us again. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.